After several weeks of meditating and speaking about this particular chapter of St. John's Gospel, the sixth chapter, the Eucharistic chapter of the Eucharistic Gospel, we come now pretty much to the end of it. And all things meet where they need to meet. All things fall where they need to fall. Our Lord has said very clearly, indubitably, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you. And they started to murmuring, one of the most disgusting things that people can do. It is a sin. It's in my book. The saying is hard. Who can believe this stuff? Who does he think he is? Do we not know his mother, Mary? Isn't he the son of the carpenter, Joseph? Do we not know his brothers and sisters, his cousins? Where does he get all this? First of all, they were surprised at his wisdom, at his power to heal and to give life. And then they were dubious of the fact that he said that they must have his flesh and blood to eat. So they murmured, they sinned, and they began to turn against him. And our Lord sees it. He knew it before. He knew it before the creation of the world. He knew you before the creation of the world. And he knew every single thing that you were going to do, good or bad. And so he says to them, challenging them, does this surprise you? Does this scandalize you? Does this shock you? It says in this particular translation, not the best in the world, but it conveys the message. What if you were to see the Son of Man, that is he himself, ascending to where he was before, to where he was before he came into the world through the cooperation of the ever virgin Immaculate Mary? What would you do if you were to see him ascending? And of course, among others, the apostles and the disciples did see him ascending at the ascension, after the resurrection, after the passion. One thing must go before the other. One thing must follow the other. So does it shock you? What if you were to see me ascending? It is not this world, this life, the flesh of this life that gives life to mankind or to the church, which is a spiritual as well as physical entity, but is mostly spiritual. It is the Spirit, in fact, the Holy Spirit, that gives life to the world. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some among you who do not believe. And they knew, they probably shirked and shrunk before him as he was looking at them and pointing his finger at him. And St. John says, in fact, he knew from the beginning, everyone, and he knew from the beginning the one who would betray him. And this is the first time that the sin of Judas Iscariot is named. Judas Iscariot, the great traitor, whom our Lord and our Lady told one of the mystics, both she and our Lord did everything possible to convince him and to lead him along the way, the path of salvation, but he would not listen. Boy, am I aware of that. There are so many that we try to lead along the path of salvation, and they want nothing to do with it. They shirk. they turn around. And then he says, "For this reason I have told you, no man can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." That means, unless God gives you, me, the faith, faith which is necessary for salvation, not only faith, but faith, absolutely, you cannot come, you cannot follow me. And so we must always pray for faith, because wherever we are, there are always temptations against the holy faith. And they still, some of them, would not listen. St. John says, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life. In other words, they had converted, they had changed their ways, they had cleansed their souls and their way of life and stopped sinning. Now they went back, never more to be able to return. One cannot turn one's back on Christ and hope that he will call one again. And they no longer accompanied him because the way of the faith of the church, then as it is now, is that we accompany Christ the Lord, that we walk with him, not that we turn against him or that we turn back. So then he turns to the 12 apostles, those called aside. And of course, today we have celebrated the feast of one of those 12, St. Bartholomew, who's also called Nathanael. Bartholomew was probably his second name, which denotes the fact that he was of the royal house of Egypt. Bartholomew. And of course, we all know about Ptolemy, one of the disciples of Alexander the Great. Bartholomew. Cleopatra was one of those. So they were relatives of sorts. "Do you also want to leave me?" Now, St. Bartholomew, Nathanael, who had at first questioned, "Can anything good come from Galilee?" to St. Philip, the apostle, not the deacon. And he says, "Come follow me, and you will see." Such as we say. And then Simon Peter, as always, speaks. "Master, to whom shall we go?" And I have the slightest idea that the original does not say just "Master." It says, "Lord." "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." That which our Lord teaches us, if we follow, will bring us to eternal life, will save us from eternal damnation, which does exist, though so many doubt it. But they will find out when they get there. And so St. Peter continues, "We have come to believe faith. We are convinced by that faith, which comes from the Holy Spirit, that you are the Holy One of God. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of God." And so ends this particular pericope. And so ends that which we must do. Do we believe? Do we believe that he is our Lord? Do we believe that he is the eternal Son of God, become man in the womb of the ever-Virgin Mary Immaculate? Do we believe that he has the words of eternal life? And only from him can we receive eternal life. Or do we go back to our former ways of sin and evil, only to end up in the eternal fires of hell? What is it to be? You can answer for yourself. I cannot answer. I can pray for you, and I do, But I cannot answer for you. You have to answer for yourselves. In the meantime, with St. Peter, we answer, you, Lord, have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. And of course, today, in addition to all these mysteries that we have been celebrating in the last few weeks, we had the baptism of four new children into our parish, into the Holy Catholic Church. They and their parents come to receive eternal life. After the baptisms, we gather together before the altar, where is the source and summit of everything that the Church is, and that all the whole sanctuary was filled. And so it is. Our parish continues to grow and grow and grow, especially in the traditional rites of Holy Mother of the Church, for which we continue to pray and which we shall continue to celebrate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.